can be so tempting when you see that ad or you get a pop-up or maybe even an email saying, make $1,000 a week at home. But don't do it. Not unless you check first with Michelle Reinen, our consumer expert from StatCap. She's here on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline. And a lot of people are tempted when they see these opportunities, Michelle.
Absolutely. Job scams come in so many forms, and you named one of the most popular, that phishing email offering easy work for high pay. But there's pyramid schemes that can enrich a few fraudsters at the expense of many recruits, pitches for investment opportunities, remote employment, or training webinars, and even elaborate schemes involving fake applications, interviews, and paperwork that's really designed to steal your personal information or convince you to spend money on fake office supplies. And people look for a change in the new year, and that might mean a new job opportunity, but we want to make sure that it's a legitimate one for people and not a fake opportunity. So know how to spot one of these scams. Scam recruiters will email you from a personal email instead of a company account. So think Gmail, Yahoo, and others. And if that's where that recruiter is sending their email from, question it to find out if they are just a scammer at the end of the day. Also, scam recruiters push you for money. They might send you a fake invoice for equipment, like a computer or training, and may even promise to reimburse you. Well, why is a recruiter doing that instead of the company providing the equipment? And you also might see scam recruiters ask for your personal information up front before giving you any details about a job. They might ask for your driver's license, social security, or bank account number. But that's employment paperwork that you want to actually give to your employer once you've gotten the job and it's your first day and you're filling out all those tax forms. It's not something that the recruiter needs to help you find a job or consider you for employment in an opportunity.
And again, before you sign on to anything, what's that Wisconsin Consumer Protection Hotline?
1-800-422-7128.